U.S. greater than breaking, Tun M reveals why he resigned as the 7th Prime Minister of Malaysia, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact connect with us World of Buzzbreaking, Tun M reveals why he resigned as the 7th Prime Minister of Malaysia News. U.S. bans imports from Malaysia's top glove after discovering shocking forced labor conditions. Breaking, Tun M reveals why he resigned as the 7th Prime Minister of Malaysia. Defense Minister, not compulsory for school students to wear face masks. Is it okay to take photos of others without their consent because they're not wearing masks? Elon Musk's Neuralink could potentially retrain the human brain to cure mental illnesses. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet Izzati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tumuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. People Features Lifestyle. Love daydreaming? This study proves you might actually be smarter than others. Deboba releases new mochi soya milk tea series and it's intriguing. Dehydration can make you look older than your age, here's why. Singapore has salmon sashimi noodles and we're jealous. Chocoholics, you can visit these 10 places in Klang Valley to satisfy your sweet tooth. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Grant Imahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, the new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Disclaimer, all views expressed here are solely Tun M's opinion. When news broke out about the Sheraton Hotel meeting, most Malaysians were confused as to what was going on with the political climate at that time. Shortly after that, Tun M resigned as the 7th Prime Minister of Malaysia and everyone was shocked as we had no idea what would become of the country. Till now, some of us are still confused as to why he resigned. So Tun M has taken to his personal blog and his Twitter account to share his thought process at that moment. Today we have a government with the slimmest majority, just 2. How did this happen? Tun M explains that it started when Najib knew that the moment he lost GE14, he would be jailed for the crimes he committed. So, immediately he, Najib, proposed to PA to set up a Malay Muslim government, but they did not have enough to form a government. He needed more Malay support. To get that, he claimed that the PH government was dominated by DAP and DAP would destroy the Malays. Tun M continues and says that oust DAP, the PH government must be overthrown. So Bersatu had to leave PH and it should then join UMNO and PA to form a new government. Hamza Zainuddin worked to get UMNO members to support me, as I, Tun M, was to be the prime minister in this new coalition. He got even Najib to sign. I opposed this move, but Mahidin supported the idea. Majority in Bersatu supported Mahidin. He also said, strictly speaking, when Bersatu left PH, the PH ceased to be the government. This meant that all members of the cabinet lost their ministerial positions. This included me. I had lost my position as prime minister. Resigning was only a formality. I refused to be PM of the UMNO, PA Bersatu government because it meant I would be working with UMNO and Najib, the people I had condemned and defeated in the 14th GE. I would actually be resuscitating UMNO and make it a part of the government. I would be betraying the people who supported me in the election. I would also be reneging on my promises to the other parties in the PH coalition. I just could not accept the suggestion that I should be the prime minister of this unholy coalition. But as Mahidin was willing, I broke away from his group. He ends his statement by saying this. Today I have been stripped of my membership of Bersatu and its chairman. I have gone to court to dispute the validity of my dismissal. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, netizens defend Syed Sadiq after he got called out for eating in Dewan Rakyat. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article advertise contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.